It is The Riot on Radio U. This is our podcast. How are you doing?
Good. Good to hear.
Hey, I survived a Craigslist trade. That's something.
Probably your best trade ever.
I've never traded.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's not a sale or you're selling something or you're not buying something. But yeah, a trade, which normally we do not touch.
I know. I actually wanted to ask you that in the show today. Have you ever done a trade
on
Craigslist?
I have not, because I'm normally, and I've never bought anything on Craigslist. I've only sold stuff.
I've bought two things on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Both of them have been Oculus Rifts. Well, I bought one, and then I traded for one.
Traded for one, but that seems to be the only thing you're willing to trade or buy. But yeah, otherwise, I just sell stuff on Craigslist, and when you sell stuff, that opens up a whole world of something if you're using the trade thing.
It's crazy.
So I choose not to normally.
So that's in the podcast today. Also, we talk about my drinking problem, how United kills your rabbits, let's see, Jurassic World, and you know what? Snakes twice. We got barracudas and Python pickup programs.
Okay.
So
you're going to love all this.
You'll see what's happening. So you guys enjoy the podcast. Remember,
here's hoping for the gas gift card, which you'll understand a little bit later on.
If you want to check out the barracuda pants you'll hear about, those are posted on our Facebook page. You can find a link to that, our Twitters, like our thises, our thats. It's all at riot.radiou.com.
That's right. But our Facebook page is at Radio U Riot.
It is The Riot.
The worst of The Riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
I've got a drinking problem. It's real. You're like, oh, don't make light of it. No, I got three drinks in here. I've got
you
a
assume
soda.
The one side, but it is, in fact, a problem on the other side.
I do think it's probably time to cut back on the soda, but I was at McDonald's today, so I was just like, it's only a dollar. Just give it here.
Well, when you first started The Riot, the soda was a thing.
It was a huge thing.
Then it became a bigger thing with like the size
out
of the
of control
amount
thing.
Of soda. Then you took that away.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like soda's not in the big, big, big way, but soda's just back.
It creeped back in, like slowly, but you get used to it. You're like, yeah, I'll have a little.
So now you always have soda, water, coffee.
Not always.
Almost always soda, water, coffee.
I mean, like, what's today? Wednesday? Didn't have one on Monday.
Okay. But most days, soda, water, coffee.
Well, okay. Can I blame circumstances?
You can't. Okay, you can't
all right,
totally.
Right now, I'm out of coffee, and I've got a guy that I buy coffee from, and he's very busy.
Your dealer?
Yeah, he is my dealer. And so normally I meet him out in the back of this pizza place.
To get your coffee.
To get my coffee, because I only like the fresh stuff. And so
all that's true, by the way,
he's been very busy. And so he and I have not managed to make our connection
sure
over coffee yet. And so probably this weekend, though, I will say, like, at some point, I'm just going to have to go buy coffee somewhere else. But that's not his
fault.
So
you're saying you stop anyways to grab coffee. So then that is leading to more soda.
Yeah.
You can also just make coffee here.
I know. I thought about that. But do you know? OK, this is some real lazy talk here. Do you know how easy it is to just pull your car up and hand somebody? It's only one. You hand them $1 and then they just hand you a cup of coffee and you're just like, this is the easiest exchange in the world. This is ridiculous.
Compared to putting the water and the coffee and stuff and starting it.
Yeah, but it's not a dollar because I bought a sandwich, a soda, and a drink. So it was $3.27. And when I got done, I was like, dude, this morning you started with, I'm just going to go there and buy coffee for a dollar. But they, like, in your weakness,
yeah,
you spent 200% more than what you said you were going to spend when you came in here.
When, if you went to the break room, there's breakfast sandwiches, coffee, and water.
Yeah, I could have made.
Could have had it all there.
There's even soda
you don't,
in there.
Yes, that's true. But for sometimes you just don't want to.
I was weak. Tomorrow though. Like everything, everything changes.
Come on.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm giving everything up, but I'm at least not going to stop.
You're recognizing, though.
I'll bet
it's just going to be the same.
I'm laying odds tomorrow. Maybe I don't come in with a soda, but I'll guarantee you I still go get coffee.
Maybe you come in with a bigger one.
They don't make them any bigger than that at
bigger
McDonald's.
Than that, that's it.
No. Shoot, man. I got a drinking problem. We got to rein this in. We got to rein it in.
You can
tomorrow.
Do it.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Now, I am not going to say this surprises me even in the slightest. So I feel good, but kind of bad about the fact that I never watched it. Powerless.
Powerless.
Which was the, see, you don't even know what it is.
No, but isn't it, it's a remake of a movie one, right?
Nope.
No?
Not that. I mean, granted, with Powerless, that could be anything. It's a story about the New York City blackout.
No, wait, that's Limitless?
Yes.
Yes, okay, that's why that, it sounds similar.
That got canceled.
Yes, but that was based off of the one movie with Bradley Cooper.
That actually was a pretty good TV show.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I only watched half of it because I don't have it in me to see anything through to the end.
But for this, you never even started Powerless.
I never started Powerless. It was the show on NBC. That was a 30-minute sitcom.
Oh, the superhero...
Like, insurance company slash gadget slash
yes.
whatever. It was like, hey, this
very
is
weird.
A TV show that takes place in the DC Comics universe, but it doesn't really
and
have superheroes in it.
An office. Oh, no, it was superhero.
It was like Bruce Wayne's cousin.
Yes, wasn't it also like it was the superhero gadget factory, too?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but we watched the promo for it, but it looked odd.
Do you guys notice how we've been talking about it for a minute and we still don't know what it is?
We want to make sure you guys don't know what it is.
Right. Well, they canceled it.
Okay, not a shock.
I knew they were going to cancel it.
Well, yeah.
But see, then you have to ask this question. I look at that and go, this is, they're canceling it. It will never make it. And I never watch it. If I had watched it, do you think that it would have made it?
No, it looked that bad on the ads for it.
So you don't think, if all of us that looked at it and said, that's never going to make it, I'm not going to watch it. If all of us who said that and actually watched it.
Who wanted to watch it.
Then maybe the ratings would have been huge. It would have been a great success.
Yeah, but it just did not seem to work.
Yeah.
So that happens sometimes.
I was like, there was a show on ABC that was a mid-season replacement that I thought sounded great. It was based on a movie that I liked, and I was just like, it'll never make it. This show will never, I'm not even going to watch it. It's never going to make it. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
But the difference is you were interested in watching that. You were never interested in Powerless.
I was.
Never. No, you were
well,
not.
Well, like, there was
no,
a time. Okay,
no.
Look, this one time Eric and I were talking about
time.
It,
oh my
and
God.
I thought it sounded kind of interesting.
Yes, right.
So
I still feel like there's a different feeling between, like, say, the one show that was based off of a movie that you were interested in watching compared to this. This just looked weird.
I agree with
and
that.
And not like, oh, weirdly put together. No, it just looked bad. Like, it just, it missed the mark.
Yeah. You know what? I'm way out of touch with TV comedy right now. Seriously, like,
are there
way
any?
Out of touch. I am not watching any sitcoms on TV at all right now. The only comedy I'm getting is Mystery Science Theater 3000, which I think, to be honest with
you, which is going to bleed into this show, guys.
Is pushing me into just further being weird. Like, I'm already weird. Like, it's pushing me farther.
You get no mainstream comedy in you.
I probably need to sit down and start consuming some mainstream comedy. Just put it in my diet. Just like I need to maybe take out all the soda. Maybe I need to shove in
something else.
A 30-minute sitcom here and there.
My favorite part of The Worst of the Riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's The Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
I continue to be bitter that some of our coworkers are in Vegas as I continue to watch. Here's what's really funny. They have one of our volunteers is there for their job.
Yeah.
And so they keep running into her, like going out to dinner and all this stuff. And then she has got a strong social media game. So I keep seeing pictures of the fun they're having in the off hours. And I mean, last night I just laid in bed for hours thinking
just
about how angry
that we're
I was.
Not there in Vegas. In fact, our boss and stuff, they get to stay an extra day.
Well, that's good.
One more day of Vegas.
I told Nikki that's because what he isn't telling us is he took that studio money and he gambled it away and he's got to stay in May and try to make it
okay.
up.
Okay, that's not true, but that'd be hilarious if it was. It's like, he needs one more day to win it back.
I want to watch a movie, maybe a short YouTube clip. Where that's where Michael's at the craps tables.
That he's just gonna die on that. That is just that's more funnier to us than you.
He's got bloodshot eyes and he's asking Chris to blow on the dice.
When really they're just at an electronics convention for radio and probably as far as it goes is in and out. That's as much as it is.
My stomach hurts. Can we get focus, please?
Focus here.
All right. I got a list here, according to hotels.com, about how, like, what people are looking for in the perfect hotel stay.
Hotel in Vegas or just in general?
General. Like, just in general. So if you and I were to surprise them down on the casino floor, what exactly...
Which we also thought would be a hilarious idea. If we're just like, hey, guys!
Or what if, like, we knock early one morning, room service!
Good morning!
They open the door and there we are like, hey!
We came here to work with you.
So, what do you think? We're here. Okay, here's what they want. It's actually a long formula, but I'm just going to leave you the... Like, just through the criteria, you tell me how important you think it is. How friendly the staff are.
That's pretty important.
Really?
It's nice. Like, it's not the most. I mean, you could also do a vacation where you don't interact with any staff.
That's what I was going to say.
You check yourself in, you check yourself out, and usually if you have to interact, that means there's a problem.
All right. Well, I want to use the buzzer, so I'm giving it
the
buzzer.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Perceived cleanliness of the room.
Oh, no, that's very important.
It is.
But I want cleanliness, not perceived cleanliness.
That's what I think is funny. It's like, it's not that it's clean, it's that you think it's clean.
I want it clean.
Comfortable bed?
Not the most, because, I mean, you're only there. Depends on how long you're there.
It's the last thing you notice.
Yes, and by then it's too late.
By then it is too late. Let's see. Perceived reasonable price. It's a lot about perception here.
Yeah, that's a little hard to get
I'm
over.
I'm giving it a this.
Yeah, sure.
Like, if I feel like I've been ripped off, I'm going to be pretty mad about it.
But if there's no staff to complain to that's friendly, then why bother? I just go sleep on your hard bed. Unless you like it that way.
Swimming pool?
No, that's low on the list.
Low on your list.
Low
Maybe
on the
not
list.
There's all right.
Again, I'm thinking of a work vacation, so I should change that and just think vacation.
Okay. Breakfast being included?
That's a nice perk if you can get that. That actually is.
And if they have a good breakfast?
Oh, and if it's a buffet and you're short on cash, you can eat so much of the breakfast buffet to carry you throughout your vacation day.
Or you can wrap something in like a napkin.
And put it in your backpack.
You know, and then nobody has to know about
it. You're just carrying bananas and stuff out of the breakfast.
I'm taking it back to my room.
I'm taking it to the room, guys. It's fine.
Let's see. Free Wi-Fi. I don't even consider that to be a perk.
It's just that
is in the Bill of Rights now, as far as I'm concerned.
It depends on how old the hotel is, or like sometimes if you're downtown, like when we used to go to Nashville,
it was just
expensive enough of a hotel for like corporate stuff that they knew they could charge you for Wi-Fi. It was ridiculous.
You could have Wi-Fi for $40 a day.
Or go to the first floor and just use the free Wi-Fi there.
Let's see. Last two. Hot drink available to make in the room.
No, that's never important.
You know, if you really want to make me happy, have fresh coffee available in the lobby 24/7 with cookies.
Where your Wi-Fi is.
A little bit of cookie there. And then last but not least, location or walking distance to things.
That's helpful, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially depending on where you're vacationing at for the hotel room, if it's centrally located.
All right. Well, if you have all those things, they say you have hotel perfection. So,
ooh, that's a great name for a hotel.
Hotel perfection?
Yes. Well, it could be weird, but where are you staying at?
Hotel perfection.
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Now, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention lately, but United Airlines has been having a difficult time in the public relations department.
For quite some time. It wasn't just the most recent one, but they've had some things.
All the way back to, you know what I was thinking about last night? I don't know how many years this has been, but there was a guy that made a music video called United Breaks Guitars.
Yes, that was a while ago.
He was a musician who had a very, rare, it wasn't just a guitar. It was like a special guitar that he had paid all this extra money for United to handle it with care, and
they handled it.
Not only did they break it, but they basically told him, too bad, it's on you, whatever.
So he made a song, and it became a viral hit.
It was. So there's that. United Airlines, grabbed some guy off a plane, beat him up, drug him out. There was that. Then afterwards, they had some weird smear campaign where they're like, yeah, but you know this guy's a bad person.
Well, they also had the yoga pants thing. That was them.
Yoga pants was them. And I don't know. I'm sure there's more, but I got another one for you, Nikki. Let's say that you've got a pet that you love very much.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. and you're taking them with you, and you know, you pay to bring that pet with you on your United Airlines flight.
Just like the guy with the guitar, you're doing your part.
Yeah,
you know, you're making sure you're paying the extra cost. You're delivering the item to the airline to be taken care of with care, and it's not just like you're you know, not doing your thing.
Right. And then when you go to collect your giant rabbit. Have you seen the giant rabbits?
I didn't see the picture of it, but they said it's just a huge, huge rabbit.
Huge rabbit, 36 inches long, so 3 feet long. So the big bunny, they had him down in the little
the bunny space, area, the bunny hole. Area
where the animals go. And then when she stopped to pick up the bunny, they were like, now, this was meat, right? Right?
Bunny, was he alive when you gave him to us? Did the bunny die?
Prove that the bunny was alive when you gave it to us.
You roll that prove dice. It. Airline travel with your pet, not in the cabin, but when they go to the other area. It's very, very, very stressful on the animal.
Of course it
so,
is. Okay, look.
It's a roll of the dice anytime you go.
If your animal is sitting on your lap, your animal picks up on things that you don't. Like, you do, but you have a... Your brain can, like, process it better. So, like, for example, when they pressurize the cabin, and then when the engines begin to roar, and there's that weird sense of being thrown up in the air, but you're not being thrown up in the air, and then sometimes, you know, as the plane climbs, a little extra gravity, little this.
It's a lot on a bunny or any animal.
Yeah, well, this one didn't make it. So,
what do they do?
Simon the bunny is dead.
What's worse is he's a well-known big bunny.
They call him a celebrity bunny.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what makes a big bunny a celebrity bunny, but, yeah.
It's his size. It's just so impressive to see him.
So, United's official statement was, "We were saddened to hear this news. The safety and well-being of all the animals that travel with us is of the utmost importance to United Airlines and our pet safe team. We've been in contact with our customer and have offered assistance. We are reviewing this matter."
This is what I understand, all right? Guys, you got to know the system. I've seen people bring practically ponies on board as like their emotional support animal in the cabin.
Boy, that is the truth.
Man, there's no reason why that bunny shouldn't have been in the cabin, even if he was that big.
Yeah. Owner of the bunny said, I've sent rabbits all around the world, and nothing like this has happened before.
Aw, mm-hmm. Poor bunny.
And wouldn't you know that if there was going to be an airline that was going to kill your giant bunny, it was going to be United Airlines.
No, it's not
right
to say. It's just the experience killed the bunny. It could have been any airline.
On a United flight.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Gotta tell you right now. The people, like, this is so dumb, it almost doesn't seem real, but then again, it's Florida, and dumb things happen in Florida. And if you don't believe me, Google Florida Man.
see what your thoughts are then?
The stuff you will see will blow your mind, all right? So, the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission announced on Monday... what day is today?
Today's Wednesday.
Okay, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
They announced its new Python pickup program.
Well, what do you do with this?
So, if you guys don't know, they've got a real problem, especially in the Florida Everglades, with pythons, because they are just...
Burmese pythons. Pythons that are not supposed to be there, but they flourished.
Right.
Because a few people got some, and then a while ago dumped them, and they just
dropped
grew.
Them off. Yep. So they have quickly hit the top of the food chain there in the Everglades. So they've been trying to get rid of them. And they've done all kinds of stuff. They've brought in, like, dudes from India that specialize in capturing pythons.
They have, like, python parties where you can go every year and you get paid. And it's like a free-for-all. Mm-hmm. And it's just, they want you to go round them up.
Well, now with the Python Pickup Program, anybody who captures a python in the wild can just submit a photo of the snake that they caught, and they'll win.
So aren't they really trusting people to be honest on this one?
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, dude, like...
A little bit. Well, maybe like you have to have the proof photo of like, what do they do if you're kidnapped where you have the paper that has like the date on it or something, and then
maybe
you have to be in the photo?
I guess. Like, I haven't looked at the specifications on the photo, but they must have something figured out. And the other thing I can't figure, and I don't see it anywhere, is that what do you do with it after you caught it?
Like, the python?
Is the expectation that you're going to kill it?
Well, yes, and I think you take it to, like, the processing center.
Okay, all right.
They must know what to do with it down there.
All right, well, here's what happens is every time you catch a python, you're going to be entered into a drawing for prizes that include snake hooks, custom engraved Yeti tumblers, Plano sportsman's trunks, GoPro cameras, and Badlands backpacks.
Nice.
Is this like, okay, is this real?
It must be. They really do have a problem, and they really do have this stuff offered.
Because, like, it says Tampa Bay Times.
Yeah,
like,
Tampa Bay.
All right, wait. Let's see. Catch a Florida python. Let's do just real quick. Okay, yep, it's real. All right.
This is a real program, guys.
I was in the middle of it, and I thought, wait, are we getting fake news right here?
Why? Tampa Bay's, it's not in Tampa Bay, but just the newspaper.
All right, look, here's my thing, and I could be wrong, but we hold a contest.
Yeah.
Catch a python, right? You go out into the woods, and a python kills you. You have proof, like your family, on some level, that you were out there because of the contest that we sponsored. Civil suit.
This isn't a contest, per se.
You're getting entered to win. It's not a sweepstakes. Not anyone can enter, okay?
Yeah, but you're thinking of like radio terms if we have a contest. This is just a program being offered.
So, all right. Well, they talked to some experts, and here's some of the things they say. I wouldn't recommend going in and grabbing one. A 15-foot snake can make quick work of you. Here's another quote. You're going to get bitten. There's no question about it. Just hope it's a warning bite.
By hearing the rewards that I might get, none of them sound interesting enough. It's almost like I don't want to go with the effort of going to catch a python for like a tumbler or a backpack or something or a box set. Like, I don't need that.
Oh, okay. Here's the...
I was wanting cash reward.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be entered for a $100 gas card. That's also an
option.
Not
enough.
One of the rules of the python pickup is that I got this. You have to have killed the snake humanely. So, like, if I'm out there with a shotgun. Yeah, a pillow, Nikki. That's what they mean.
But can't bite you if you put the pillow over it.
Then you got to snap a photo that shows that the snake has been humanely euthanized, can be identified as a Burmese python, and a GPS unit that clearly shows the date and location of the capture.
Sure.
So, and then you might win that gas card.
$100 gas card.
That'd
be nice to get that, not because I got the snake.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds, the grand prize.
This is so dumb it sounds made up, but it's real.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's the riot on Radio U.
Well, it was this time yesterday morning when I was telling you that we really need to get a VR headset so we can have the alien experience. Because you know what, Nikki? Today is Alien Day.
It is. You're right.
426. That's Alien Day.
426. You're like, what? 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 No, it's Alien Day. 426.
LV 426, where they found the derelict spacecraft.
The original Alien movie?
Yep.
So which I still have not yet seen.
The original?
Or any of them. No, I saw Prometheus, but that's not. No.
Oh, gosh. Really?
And I know
like,
that's
did you
the
see,
one.
Let me ask you, did you see the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. And I didn't like it.
Wait. All I'm saying is this. Now, if you were able to sit through that.
Through Prometheus? Yeah.
Yes. Real talk.
Yeah.
If you could sit through that, then I got something for you.
I didn't want to sit through it, though. That's the difference. I just couldn't fall asleep.
Oh, well, that's
I
shame.
Would have if I could have, but I could not.
The original Alien is
better, but it's so old.
It is, and it has a lot of the hallmarks of science fiction of that time. But I'll tell you that it holds up. I'll tell you it's not for everybody because it's disgusting and terrifying. But
now you can have that virtual reality experience. But all of the promotion of the new upcoming Aliens movie.
Yeah, so this is the day that those really expensive Reeboks go on sale. They're probably already sold out by now. It's fine. But, man, I can't... Here's the part. It's not... I just can't believe you watched all of Prometheus.
Yeah,
I feel
why not?
Like,
well,
because,
I mean... Because like, is that bad?
Because of all the spectacular...
But I didn't know the scale. I didn't know the scale of how bad it is compared to the other Alien stuff.
It's not like... Okay, it's not the worst.
It looked visually very good.
It's visually
stunning.
Stunning. Like, it's beautiful. Like, and that, quite frankly, is probably the reason why I've seen it 3 times, I think. There are multiple times where I just found myself going like, you know what I want to do? I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to fast forward through a bunch of stuff, but I want to see them spaceships again.
Well, I'm sorry I saw Prometheus and not the others. Very sorry.
The idea of like you sat.
I didn't like it either.
The way through it.
Movie I really ever have fallen asleep through a good portion of it to not count as like watching it is Tron. Newer Tron.
Okay. They're both not very good. I still like them, but I can acknowledge that they're not very good. Okay. Like I can't. There's lots of stuff I like. That's not good. I just like it.
Is it Bridget in Columbus? This guy can watch Alien and Aliens whenever and wherever, loves it.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, I'm not going to pretend like it's not scary.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's something.
Well, today would be the day if you're going to watch it, but probably going to pass.
I didn't, you know, Nikki, this is not where this conversation was headed at all, but you absolutely smacked me in the mouth with Prometheus.
I'm surprised that shocked you. You knew I seen that.
No, I keep track of everything you watch.
Oh, really?
All right.
We each have our Google Doc.
Between the spyware that I have on your phone and Eric and some cameras that I have in your house, I keep track of what you're watching. And I just don't understand how Prometheus fell through that net.
Well, I actually think I watched it for Eric. And yeah, it wasn't the worst, but it wasn't the best.
Well, why? You were already married. Why did you watch it with him?
Well, no. I mean, I still try to watch sometimes movies that you guys like so I can join in the conversation. I never get invited to any of the movies. I never get to go. It's always these movies I know nothing about.
Well, you know what?
Can't watch them.
I just want you to know I'm proud of you. And if you can watch Prometheus, man, you do.
I can sit through anything.
I feel like...
Can I sit through this show?
There's a whole world of recommendations that have opened up.
No,
because,
I'm not. I'm not watching anything else. I'm not watching anything else.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't care if it's Alien Day, what? I'm not doing it.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Yesterday we heard about this VR thing, and I said we should get these VR goggles. And of course we didn't. And because, I mean, any virtual reality headset, aside from the ones you can use with your phone, they're just way too expensive.
Yeah.
So
you're
Nikki,
talking $600, $700, $800.
Yeah.
$900.
So expensive.
More to run it.
And so Nikki said, well, you should just look at Craigslist and see what you can find. And yesterday I did something that I never thought I would do.
The turnaround on what you did was just fantastic. It's just like, whoa, whiplash.
I found an Oculus Rift, which is a virtual reality headset that works with a PC. I found one on Craigslist, and the guy said in his listing something that I thought I would never do. It just said, trades... Like, how did he say, like, trades accepted or something, or I might be up for trading something, I thought.
Which, who, I mean, I guess, normally we have to put no trades.
Yeah,
so
like,
we're
that's what I was put, no trades, cash only, whatever. And this guy's like, maybe trades. And I thought, man, is this guy for real?
It's like, what do you think he'll want?
And so I had a TV that I'm not really using, and which I realize sounds ridiculous, but I had a room that had a TV in it that I thought I would use like crazy and haven't used at all. And so I was like, I wonder if... Just straight up just trade me his virtual reality stuff for this TV I'm not using. And the answer was yes. And
but
was
now
like,
you have an Oculus Rift.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well,
so
it's just weird.
I can't believe it because I've really wanted one. I just feel like it's just irresponsibly priced.
But
like just,
because you got such a good price on the TV.
Right.
That you traded him for it.
Oh my gosh. It was a huge deal.
I still slightly feel like maybe these were stolen.
I hope not.
Well, I mean, you're using it for good now, so you've laundered it back to the positive side.
I can't speak to that, but
you
I do know.
Can't confirm nor deny it.
He didn't have the retail box, but it was, it basically brand new. Like even the little caps that go on the USB like stuff.
Had all that.
It had all of that. So I don't know.
That makes me more worried.
And an Xbox controller, which comes in the box with the Oculus Rift. And so I spent some time.
That's such a good deal.
Crazy. It feels criminal.
That's why it feels bad.
I actually got home last night and I just thought to myself like, no, like you shouldn't have this. This you did.
But sometimes when you have something that you can't take back, and then there's nothing you can do with it. And if no one else is biting, like no one else wants to buy this thing.
Well, he said that he was getting lots of offers. He wanted $350 cash.
Yeah.
Or
a trade.
And he said that he was constantly getting people offering him like $75.
So not enough.
Just completely like lowballing him on the price. And so. I don't know. I didn't get a ton of time last night with it, but it was a huge improvement over the one that I tried two years ago was when I had it.
The developer's kit for the Oculus Rift.
And I got a chance to play like a racing game, Project Cars. That was very cool. I got a chance to play another game called Adrift, which was like you in like a space suit. I tried out this Disney app where you got to watch like dancing. What's a Be Our Guest from
Beauty and the Beast.
And what else did I try? Also tried this like big virtual, basically virtual desktop. So I wanted to prepare for today's show. It was like I was sitting at a campfire, but I had this huge floating screen out in front of me to do prep with. But the text just wasn't sharp enough. After a while, it was like, okay.
Too much work.
Like, my eyes don't like it. This is not working, whatever. But
well, I hope you use it enough to make it. I mean, that was such a good deal.
I already have used it as much as the TV that I traded it for.
Sure.
So, like,
well, congratulations on your virtual reality headset.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to playing around with it a little more. I did end up getting a headache last night, though. Not motion sickness.
Yeah, that also just could have been your Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't know for sure.
So I'm going to spend some more time figuring it out. I don't have time today, but definitely tomorrow, probably.
Listen, when you want something,
you just got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
Want to know what The Riot is doing right now? Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at riot.radiou.com. It's the worst of The Riot on Radio U.
Good teachers. Have you ever had a good teacher? I hope you've at least had a good teacher, right? Because a really good teacher, they're able to take something that is very complicated and make it simple enough for you to understand it. But see, what I found to be the problem is, okay, like they make it simple, then you start to learn. Then it gets more complicated. And then have you noticed when it's your turn to explain it to somebody else? You've gotten just smart enough that you can't.
Yeah.
You can't explain it. You're like, it's complicated. Let me tell you how complicated it is. And then when you look back, you're like, now, wait a minute. He was able to make this simple. How come I made it so complicated? I'm not always good at explaining things, to be quite honest. I don't know if I'd be a good teacher or not, because I have a tendency to either way oversimplify or start a conversation in the middle, like you obviously know what we're already talking about. So that's what's amazing about a good teacher, a good communicator. Taking something very complicated and making it actually very simple and easy to understand. That's why when I talk to you about a relationship with God, I think the best thing I could possibly do is go back to the OG original teacher and tell you what he said. Jesus said that God wants to be like a father to you. And it's like, well, father, like he went as far as to say like dad, like daddy, like a kid would run around like daddy, help me, whatever. He's like, that's the kind of relationship God wants to have with you. Now I could make it complicated and we could talk about all this, blah, blah, blah. But Jesus said, it's simple. God wants to be like a dad to you. Now I hope you've had a good dad. You know what? If you haven't, when I say that, you're like, well, the last thing I need is another guy like that wandering through my life.
Would have wanted from a dad.
Imagine the best dad that you can, all right? And then this is actually even better than that. That is the simple heart of it. God wants to adopt you. He wants you to be a part of his family. He wants you to be his kid. Not like his kid. Be his kid. You understand? I'm talking full adoption in the family kind of thing. And when God is your father, he's there to help you, to love you, just like a dad would. Yeah, every once in a while correct you, but I'll be honest with you, I could use that from time to time. Look, if you want God to be your dad, if you want that relationship that Jesus came to tell us all about, you can have it. Just say, Jesus, I want that. I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. God, I want you to be my dad. And I don't even know what that means all the way, but I want you to show me. You know what? That's a great place to start in having a relationship with God.
Don't want to talk to The Riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
I don't feel like people talk about it very much, but do you guys remember how Jurassic World made, you know, $1 billion?
Was that last year it came out or the year before? 2 years ago?
It's been 2 years ago this summer. And we've got one more year to
wait. Till the next one?
It has been. It's been 2 years. It was not last summer. Was it last summer?
I can't remember. What about Guardians of the Galaxy? Is that two years old, 1 year old, 3 years old?
Oh, man, I hate us so much.
Why?
Because we should, these are the important facts that we should be able to like rattle off, right? 2015, 2 years ago.
Okay, all that.
Look at how smart we are, Nikki. Yes. So Jurassic World was a thing. And you know, they're making Jurassic World 2. It's going to have Chris Pratt in it. It's going to have Bryce Dallas Howard in it, and they just announced it's going to have somebody else in it.
A special somebody?
That some people are very excited to hear about it. Jeff Goldblum.
But he was in the first series, but was he in the...
He was in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And he was in The Lost World, Jurassic Park 2.
And now he'll be in this one.
And now Ian Malcolm is back. Life finds a way. So that's a thing. You have to wonder, will it be a cameo or is he going to like be a part of the show?
Have an actual character? Not sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. What the heck do you do to ratchet it up for Jurassic World 2? Like Jurassic World was like, hey, this is Jurassic Park and it's Jurassic Park way on steroids.
I feel like I have been hearing interviews where they said that this next one's going to be a little bit more intense.
Like, well, the first one was not intense?
It wasn't scary.
Okay.
Was it?
All right.
Like, it wasn't that scary.
That part, okay. Are we forgetting about that lady, the assistant, who her biggest sin was not wanting to babysit the kids on the island? And she gets like...
People's problems that she was wearing the high heels during the thing and lady.
That's Bryce Dallas Howard. I'm talking about her assistant who ends up getting like attacked by the air thing and then thrown up in the air and getting eaten by the... Jurassic alligator thing.
But the problem is I expected that to happen. So it wasn't scary. It wasn't intense. Well, it wasn't scary at all.
I reject that. I don't feel like it was terrifying. It's not terrifying.
It's not a horror movie.
But it was intense.
I guess. But they're going to make it more intense.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to turn it up a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like, if you go back and watch Jurassic Park and The Lost World.
Those are the older ones?
Yes.
Are those more scary?
Well, no, stop. Could you stop with scary for a minute? I'm trying to make a point here.
Okay, more intense?
Would you stop with intense for a minute, okay? Okay? Okay.
What about those?
The second one's not very good.
Oh, it's not?
It's nowhere near as good as the first one was, even though there are sections that I would say are probably, wait for it, scarier and more intense. Okay? That sequence with the T-Rex and the... their trailer that gets dangled over the side of the thing. Oh, that's something. I mean, when they bring that other bait, when they bring the baby T-Rex back, you're just like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Put it back outside. Don't bring it in. But they brought it in.
Okay.
So, where were we? Jurassic World 2 has added Jeff Goldblum. So Ian Malcolm's going to be back going...
I'm sorry, did you say that will come out next year or the year after?
It's next year.
Next year.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, Jurassic World, I said it made over $1 billion. Can I just say $1.67 billion?
That's a lot.
And this will be out June 22nd, 2018. Well, I'm camping out right now. I'm not actually, but I'll probably see it.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
You know, Nikki, the internet is really just a lot of people looking for something to be outraged about, but this is a pretty good one. Have you seen everybody getting mad at Nordstrom's about some jeans that they're selling?
I have, and I remember, it's not the first time they were selling, was it a rock or something? It was like a decorator item, and it was extremely expensive, and it's like something you can find if you walk outside your door.
I don't remember that.
So they got in trouble for that, and now Nordstrom is selling something else, designer, that people feel it's kind of ridiculous.
It's the Barracuda straight leg jeans. So the Barracuda straight leg jeans are...
It's not just any jeans.
Let me just read you the details. First off, they're true to size, comfortable through the seat and thigh. Classic straight cut from knee to ankle. Heavily distressed medium blue denim jeans and a comfortable straight leg fit embody rugged Americana workwear that's seen some hardworking action with a cracked caked on muddy coating that shows you're not afraid to get down and dirty.
But you're not actually dirty.
Right. So what they're doing is they are, through art, creating what looks like a pair of very muddy jeans so that when you wear them, you can have kind of an ironic workwear look. Like,
I feel, though, like these are next level. Like, if my jeans were this muddy, I'd be going home and changing, not like day-to-day wear.
I mean, you're certainly not going to wear them out and about.
But
right?
I sent you another link to a more affordable pair of jeans that they're also selling.
Okay.
These are $200, and I feel like the mud look, the dirty look, is more acceptable on these.
You feel like this is a pair that works for you now?
Yeah, compared to the Barracuda jeans with mud on them, which is not really mud, but that's $425 for a pair of jeans.
Yeah, but I mean...
Never!
Yeah, but Nikki, look at all the art that they put in these things. Like,
it looks like someone pooped on your pants. It really does. Okay,
There we have it.
There it is. But we put that in the reviews. But doesn't it?
Yes. It just looks to me like you've been crawling around in the mud. I didn't, you know, go with the fecal deposits.
It does.
All right. Okay. All right.
Just to show you the seriousness of your look.
Maybe, you know what? Here's what I think. I think that you and I are too close to it. We're too close to the quote-unquote working class who might actually have a pair of jeans to look like that.
Yeah.
Where we would be like, these are dirty, we should change. If you and I made enough money and ran in certain circles, we would be like, oh, look how cute this is. Check it out. It's like I'm a worker.
Oh, so like then you'd want to have the look of the dirty jeans, yeah, but like, you're not doing it.
Like the whole look that I'm going for right here is like somebody that works for a living. So I got these jeans where they make it look like they're muddy.
They're kind of looking down at people.
Oh, I don't think looking down at people. I'm talking about a level of disconnect that's so great.
We can't understand it.
That you are you're sneering at it, but you don't think so. You are ironically appearing as if you've been working.
Well, it's ridiculous. And they're $425, but free shipping.
You can wear a pair of these jeans, ironically, because you would never actually wear a pair of jeans like this.
Now, I think if these were cheaper, or if they didn't look as muddy, they just look so extreme muddy-wise that if they looked a little bit less, then maybe we could excuse it, I guess.
Well, let me put it to you this way.
It just looks ridiculous. Look at the back pockets, like if you turn and look at the other size.
If there's a market for jeans like this... I could create jeans like this within an hour.
You don't need to work.
Small investment. I just go I don't know what, Old Navy something, get a pair of jeans, and then boom. Like, I'm going to take care of this.
The closer you look at them, it looks more like just brown paint just all around. What is it, Derek?
Yes, Eric?
You're missing the point of this.
What is it? What?
This doesn't wash out.
Well,
the mud you would do would just wash out, like the cheap stuff. This is the good stuff that lasts.
Eric, I think you're missing it. Like, I don't wear pants more than once.
Are we supposed to keep reusing our clothes?
I'm sorry. Like, after I wear these, I donate them like everything else. Or sometimes just throw them away immediately.
Now, that might be happening if you're spending $425 on the jeans.
This was the worst of the riot, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
I'm not good enough at anything for someone to pay me not to do it.